Growing up in Little Rock, Arkansas in the 1950s was a deep life and faith struggle for a person of color. The first emotion I was aware of was fear. Fear of what would happen if we disobeyed the rules connected to large signs placed everywhere that read, "Whites only, black folks not welcome." By the age of 3, I noticed that white people were in charge, because they were the ones who kept telling the grown-ups in my family what to do. Every time we encountered them, my mom, dad, and grandma behaved as though they were really nervous and frightened they might do something wrong. Their fears were contagious, because I mimicked that fear as well. Whenever we were near white people, or even any of our relatives who were white-skinned and blue-eyed, I was terrified. So much so that when my blue-eyed cousins came to babysit us, I hid in the closet or under the bed. At age 5, I joined in with the adults and complained about white folks being in charge because I resented not being able to ride the merry-go-round, sit in movies, or swim in the city pools. "Why can't God make them share?" I asked over and over again. "We could be in charge half a year. Put them in charge from January to June, and give my folks charge from July to December." "In God's time," Grandma replied, "be patient. God loves you. Trust, and He will provide." Following the 1954 decision by the U.S. Supreme Court that separate is not equal, and that all public schools must be open to all children, the NAACP demanded that Arkansas's formerly all-white schools comply. Little Rock school officials announced that they would comply with the court order by choosing African-American children to enter the all-white Central High. I was selected as one of the first 9 teenagers to enter that prestigious white school, which had a student body of more than 1,900. Suddenly, in early September 1957, the city that had been my home for most of my life turned into an armed camp, with hundreds of folks gathering in front of Central High each morning with the intent of keeping the 9 of us out. After a few days, the press was describing this gathering as a mob, a rampaging, out-of-control mob. News reporters from around the world were arriving in my hometown, focusing on what was becoming...